A federal judge in Philadelphia has ruled against U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions on one element of sanctuary city debate. I'm Dave Heller, and this is Newsworks Tonight. The judge ordered that the city can still receive grant funding without changing its policies about the immigration status of residents. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, the decision is a major victory for Philadelphia officials who sued Sessions this fall over his attempt to have more information on the city's immigrants.
Sessions announced this year that cities like Philadelphia that receive federal public safety grants would have to do three things to keep the money: allow immigration agents into city jails, give the feds a two-day notice before an immigrant is released from jail, and share with Immigration and Customs Enforcement the legal status of people who have interactions with the police. A judge in Chicago blocked the first two nationwide, and now in Philadelphia, a federal judge is stopping the third by saying Sessions is overstepping his authority by asking the city to break its confidentiality rules with immigrants. Here's Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney.
Most of this had to do with them telling us to do something, and we said no. And then a judge finally said we had a right to say no.
ICE already receives the fingerprints and identity of people arrested in Philly, but the Department of Justice wanted more information, whether or not residents were in the country legally. Philadelphia City Solicitor Sozi Talanti says not giving the federal government that information encourages immigrants to use city services, report crimes, and cooperate with authorities. Talanti says telling someone's status to ICE would keep thousands of residents in the shadows.
People are very afraid. People are anxious. They don't feel comfortable being able to go to the federal government if they're concerned. They come to us.
A spokesman for the Department of Justice said they're reviewing the decision and added that Philly's sanctuary city policy puts public safety at risk. Even though the legal fight was over just $1.6 million in grant funding in a city that has a $4 billion budget, Mayor Kenney said defending the principle was important.
To make sure that our immigrant population knows that we have them and that we're going to be there for them.
On this point, U.S. District Judge Michael Bailson agreed, saying in his opinion that the public shouldn't have to choose between letting go of grant money and losing the goodwill of the immigrant community. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.